News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
La magistrate a assumé très clairement.
The judge very clearly made the decision to immediately make me ineligible, i.e. to make my appeal pointless, in order to prevent me, she said, from running in the election and from being elected. So it was a political decision that was being made. I believe the rule of law has been totally violated by this decision.
And that was Marine Le Pen in a combative interview with French TV channel TF1. She was barred from running for office for 5 years after being found guilty of embezzlement of EU funds yesterday. And Lisa Louis, freelance journalist in France, joins us now this morning. Lisa, could you summarise quite briefly what happened in court yesterday?
Well, you know, there were a lot of people, obviously, who flocked to the courthouse trying to listen in to what the judge had to say. Lots of journalists, but also members of the public. And the judge read out a very long statement, verdict, 3 hours or so, detailing how the party of Marine Le Pen, the National Rally, herself and 24 other people, so, you know, members of the European Parliament, but also parliamentary assistants, had set up a system actually to siphon off EU funds in order to finance the national party in France. The judge found them guilty of embezzling millions of euros of EU funds over more than a decade. You know, there are certain rules, for example, that if you employ a parliamentary assistant for a member of the European Parliament, that parliamentary assistant has to live, actually has, you know, their home at one of the EU sites. And so when the European Parliament discovered back in 2015, that certain people who were put down as parliamentary assistants in the European Parliament were actually also working for the party and were living in Paris, they thought, oh, this can't be correct. And they launched the whole proceeding. So yesterday, everybody was listening in to the judge. The judge then decided, when it comes to Marine Le Pen, to hand down a sentence of, you know, a 4-year prison sentence, two years suspended and 2 years with an electronic tag at home, also a fine of 100,000 euros. And as you said, this 5-year ineligibility. She can't take part in any.
She has said, obviously, that she's going to fight to the bitter end. What is the reaction within France to all of this?
Well, there's a poll that came out today saying that the majority of French thought that the judge had not handed down a political judgment. That's obviously what Marie Le Pen has been accusing the judge of, basically saying that she only ruled against her because she wanted to prevent her from running as a candidate in 2027 in the next presidential elections again. Now, the judge really, she published 150-page document to explain why she had taken that decision. Apparently that convinced most of the French, at least according to that poll.
Okay. And in terms of where does the National Rally Party, where does it stand now in terms of the presidential bid for 2027? Marine Le Pen was the front runner in current opinion polls to win that presidential election.
Yes, absolutely. But there's also the president of the party, Jordan Bardella, 29 years old. And when you look at different polls that were done over the past few months, he's also very popular with French voters. So there were polls that were doing both scenarios with Marine Le Pen running as a candidate and him running as a candidate in the 2027 elections. And there was hardly any difference. Now, the thing is only that Marie Le Pen, because she yesterday in her interview that we just heard an extract of, she said, I'm not going to bow to this decision, and basically indicating that she wouldn't step aside and try to appeal against the decision. That makes things quite complicated for the party. Jordan Bardella cannot just come out now and say, you know, I'm going to be the candidate in 2027. So we'll see to what extent that might actually cause a problem. When you look at the appeals process, that might take, in the best case for her, a year. And then obviously for her to be able to run in the next presidential elections, that ruling would have to be overruled. Look, which is less than certain.
Thank you very much for joining us on that this morning. That is Lisa Louie, the freelance journalist in France.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.